Hello, and welcome to another podcast from HPS. In this episode, we explore the differences between coaching and mentoring, and as a new CEO, how coaching can really help support you in your new career. I caught up with Peter Holtman, founder of HPS, earlier. Okay, Pete, great to catch up with you again. And Pete, this interview, having looked at your background, wanted to talk a little bit more around coaching and why coaching is worth it, at least giving it a try. And I guess, Pete, what that new CEO can expect from the coaching experience. So, Pete, why should a CEO, particularly a new one, embrace coaching? What's to be gained for them?
I think new CEOs probably only understand about 30% of what they're walking into. And that could be the dynamics of the board, the dynamics of the organisation, the maturity of the vision, the resources and capability to pull off mission along the way. And I think what coaching does is it provides a bit of a safety net for the new CEO. It's a chance to explore ideas. It's a chance to explore their own vision that they're going to stamp on the place in a safe environment. That's not going to startle the horses.
And that's a great point, Pete, because that's come through, you know, having interviewed some of your clients for some of your other podcasts, Pete, that has come through consistently. It's surprisingly lonely, maybe didn't expect it to be lonely or as lonely. And secondly, I'm now doing things and maybe I need someone that I can take into confidence who's not my husband or my wife or, trusted members of staff or the board. But I really need to have that sounding board.
It's an isolated role. Make no mistake, for any of those people listening to this that are aspiring to be CEOs or have just moved into that space, it's an isolated role. You're largely out by yourself crafting future vision.
Yep.
And people are expecting you to be 100%, 100% of the time. And that just doesn't happen. And so you need support as well. And that's why coaches and coaching and people like myself are there to support you by challenging your vision, by giving you confidence to pursue your vision, and to reason out the why pursue that vision in the first place.
Yeah. Just maybe a bit more of a side. I mean, Pete, you've worked extensively overseas, particularly in the US. Is this universal, do you think, from your experience?
Yeah, the US. As you know, I've worked in a lot of countries around the world, and the role dynamics are the same. The culture might change around it, but the dynamics of holding the office of CEO doesn't change. It's all pressure, all performance, low downtime, high expectations, and a lot of that's been driven by yourself, to be honest. You've got this role, they pay you good money to do it, so why aren't you working 18 plus hours a day, 7 days a week? You just don't need to be doing that.
Structure.
There are days you need to do it, but it's not every day that you need to do that.
Burn yourself out.
I mean, you can never craft strategy if you're in deep into the role.
Sure.
7 days a week.
Sure. Pete, I guess that kind of leads on to this view of coaching versus mentoring, and we've spoken about this in a previous podcast that we did. Maybe just worth touching on that again of what are those essential differences between the two.
So let's explore that then. Yeah. So let's start with mentoring. Mentoring is where I hold all the knowledge and you need access to that knowledge. And so you ask me questions and I give you the answers. And that's usually problem, solution, dynamic arrangement that goes on. Coaching reverses that. Coaching is where I'm trying to understand your position and your role and your challenges. And so I'm asking you the questions and you're providing me the answer. And through that dynamic of conversation, you grow.
Yeah.
And you grow by understanding well, did I make the right choices just by being challenged on the choices that I've made or on the questions that I'm being asked?
Yeah.
And so it's a totally different dynamic. It's
could someone have both?
Absolutely, yeah. There
could
are
someone
times
have a personal mentor versus a business coach like yourself?
Yeah. And, you know, there are times when you need to cross that line. Coaching, you're doing 30% listening. 30% talking, 70% listening. Mentoring, you're 70% talking, 30% listening.
Okay.
And so you need to know where the value is going to be in the conversation. You don't want to go into coaching situation and spending all of your time talking because you've missed the point of the opportunity,
yeah.
which is to have them have dialogue with you and learn through the act of dialogue.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
there is definitely
yeah.
a need for
yeah.
both
yeah.
within
yeah.
a conversation
yeah.
where they get stuck and your role is to help them become
yeah.
unstuck.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's interesting. That's a great, great point, Pete. And probably one that's still somewhat misunderstood. But Pete, I guess that then leads to this idea of the challenges, which is often an overused phrase in business. But to be blunt, what do you think are the pain points then of these emerging CEOs? So we've spoken in the previous podcast, we've spoken a little bit earlier about, you know, the challenges of becoming a CEO, being in a lonely position and maybe,
mm-hmm.
you know, having to wear that armor. What do you see as those common pain points in your experience? They're insecurities.
It is around insecurity. It's, and a lot of it is around understanding what their level of performance should be. A lot of people don't understand where it is. They think, okay, because you've hit CEO, you should be performing 100% more than what you were in your previous role. And what that normally translates to is more hours in the office, more hours behind the seat, more hours in front of other people. I think you need to understand that CEO role is to absorb what's happening within the organization, analyze it, and convert that back into tweaking the mission to hit the vision
yep.
at the end of those. So performance is a big one, is how much performance is enough in that role. The next part is communication. Who should I be communicating to? How much does the board need to know? How much do the employees need to know? How much do peers within industry need to know? And it's a fine line that you walk in those. So that would be the two pain points I would see that
yeah.
come out of being a new CEO.
Yeah. Okay. So Pete, I guess then the lead to that and to kind of wrap this up is, could you kind of talk to this broader sense of how does then that coaching and maybe it's a little bit of mentoring as a separate service, we've established that. How does that demonstrate and provide that kind of strength? Because at the end of the day, we've said this, Pete, you said this in a previous interview, that, you know, the CEO is almost a celebrity. And I use that
yeah.
in, you know, to the sense in a very broad term. You know, but that CEO's got to be the leader, right? It's not the person panicking when the ship's sinking, going, oh, you know, run for the lifeboats. They've got to stand their ground. So how does this service help them demonstrate that back to their I won't say their stakeholders, so the staff,
yeah.
the board,
yeah.
and the suppliers, etc.
Coaching has a definite impact on the leader of the organization because it allows them to test and trial theories in a safe environment. And what that looks like is if you're a duck swimming on a pond, the duck looks nice and smooth running across the
yep.
water,
yeah, yeah.
but the feet are paddling quite fast under the surface.
That's a great analogy, actually.
Yeah,
I like that.
And coaching
yeah.
helps you look
smooth on the top, but
yeah.
actually underneath you're pedaling like mad.
Yeah, yeah, you could
be
pedaling like mad.
Yeah.
And the coaching is the delineation between the paddling feet and the duck on the top of the water is how do we convert that energy into consistency, clarity, and competence for the stakeholders.
Yeah. And not doing it, the risk is you're just paddling around in circles and panicking and potentially could drown.
Well,
but that's a bit severe, but you could be upside down.
Here, I guess, yeah.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. No, that's
yeah.
it. That's a really great analogy. And that's probably a great way to end the conversation.
Very good.
For people. So, Pete, again, thank you very much.
Yeah.
And to the listeners, as always, feel free to connect with Pete and with HPS. Thanks, Ed. Details will be there. Thanks very much.
Talk to you again.